what's happening and what else you've got lined up.
Yeah, well, at the moment we've got about 70 meet points, I think, all over the UK. I mean, details can be found either on the Facebook page or from the MAG website that you advertised before.
Yeah.
If folk want to go onto Facebook and just do a search for 25th of September, 2011 Action Now, that will bring up the Facebook page. And there's an interactive map on there as well, which you can see where your local meet points are.
Brilliant.
The basic script for the day is we all set off at 1 o'clock, nationwide, you know, coordinated start, and basically using the inside lanes of the motorway, travel along at a sedate 40, 45 mile an hour. The idea is, at this point in time, to cause a certain amount of tailbacks, but we don't want to inconvenience people too much. We don't want to get people, you know, totally against us.
This is it.
Inside lanes will be left open and people will be able to see the demonstration.
That's it. And it's important that you do get it all coordinated correctly, and they do need to contact the MAG website just to check on the meet points. Tony,
I mean Facebook's a wonderful tool, to be honest. I mean, I'm seeing things appearing on there and getting in touch with folk that are actually wanting to set up ones around the northwest, you know, around my region.
Sure.
It is important it's coordinated. It's also important that we let the authorities know as well, because otherwise there may be issues on the day of some of the events being attended in the wrong sort of way by the police authorities. So as it stands at the minute, I'm getting a lot of cooperation from the different forces within the northwest.
Cool.
Like I say, it's a perfectly legal demonstration. There's going to be no, I mean, it's going to be on the motorway, so there's going to be no issues with traffic lights, roundabouts, you know, the normal sort of things that we get when we do a demo run. And it's basically just a toe in the water at the moment, a show of force just to let people know what we can do. And this may not by any means be the last demo. It's basically just to show what we're capable of doing, and then take it from there, really. We've got to stand up against these EU regulations.
Definitely. And the list of the regulations that they're talking about, Tony, they're absurd, some of them. Now, I know that they're only at the birthing stage, where they've got to be proposed, they've got to be approved and then passed on. But even so, some of the ridiculous proposals that they do have in there is just set out directly to take every little bit of fun aspect out of the biking scene.
Well, yeah, and also, I mean, the reason that we picked the 25th of September as well, I think it's about a week before the MEPs are actually going to vote on the discussions of these regulations that have come from the Europe Commission.
Yeah.
The Commission have actually sort of admitted themselves, sort of deep within the annex of the regulations, that there is no sort of evidence that these improvements on, well, what they see as improvements on the regulations will do anything towards the end means. It's they're hoping that they can sort of find the evidence as it goes along, you know, as we head towards 2013.
Sure, yeah. I mean, that's it, Tony. I mean, the thing is that you need to be organised, you need to get in touch, and as you say quite rightly, if there are people out there who haven't got local meet points to that area or can identify those on the MAG website, they should contact either the Facebook site or the main website, and you can get them posted as well. Am I right in saying that, Tony?
Yeah, I mean, Paddy Tyson, our campaigns manager, is the sort of nucleus of arranging everything nationwide, but then it's then getting fed out to the regional reps, and we're trying to keep control of the local meet points in our own regions. We've got pretty much of the north. I can only really speak from the northwest side of things. We've pretty much all of the northwest covered at the moment.
Yeah.
But obviously, if there's people out there, they look at the map and they say, well, you know, I'd like to do one down such and such a road. I mean, especially like the learners, people on L plates. We've only actually got one up in the northwest on a dual carriageway. If people want to do one on a major trunk road, then by all means get in touch. We're getting to get the message across. It's a bit hard putting banners on bikes as you're riding along, as you can appreciate.
Oh yeah.
So we're getting some extra large T-shirts printed up. They're going to be on sale via the Facebook page, and they will be sent out to the meet points to be sold on the day for £5 a T-shirt.
Right.
And basically, it's just going to have a very short, sharp slogan on the back, you know, EU hands off biking, which is really the message that we're trying to get out there.
And of course, the main thing is for as many bikers that can get hold of these T-shirts, because otherwise it's just a bunch of bikers on the road causing a nuisance.
Yeah, well, we're hoping to get between 10 and 20 to each group, to each start point. And as long as, you know, there's a few with them on, then motorists, Joe Public, will see the slogan on the back. Because, yeah, like you say, unless there's something there for people to see, they will just think that we're out for a nice Sunday ride out.
That's it, because Sunday being the religious day for bikers anyway, Tony, but at this time it's got good purpose and meaning.
Yeah, I mean there's a raft of issues coming through, and it affects every area of motorcycling, really. And it is one thing it is doing, it is gelling the whole motorcycling community. You know, there's maybe been different factions that don't get on with other factions on two wheels. We're actually all pulling together now, because within the UK, I mean, what makes us different within the UK are we are lifestyle bikers. You know, maybe other areas of Europe, they use it more as a means of transport. But we are lifestyle bikers. And what we'll end up doing is losing our lifestyle. We lose our bikes, we lose our lifestyle. You know, it's not just like a toy to take out on a Sunday. It's our way of life.
That's exactly it. Yeah, it certainly is. And I mean, the thing is, as you say, it is good that it is bringing a lot of biking communities together. And it's also getting the message out there that, you know, it's motorcycles now. What's it going to be next? You know, it's going to be the road users next that get it, isn't it?
It's just ridiculous. I mean, it makes your blood boil when you actually read some of the ridiculous sort of regulations that they try to put through with no statistics to back up what they're, you know, meaning what they're trying to actually achieve. I mean, going off it slightly, but onto the Dayglow issue as well. I mean, they're trying to bring in the compulsory. Well, the UK government isn't at this moment in time, but Southern Ireland is. I mean, France obviously is. You've seen the demonstrations over there over the Dayglow, the high vis.
Yeah.
There's no statistics to say that it actually reduces any incidents of Smith's Sea. Sorry, mate, I didn't see you. It's just another. So if somebody sat there thinking that if I can bring this in, and it's going to be a very easy regulation to police, I suppose to a lot of people who don't ride motorcycles, they would not see the issue in it. But like I said before, we're a lifestyle community, and yeah, we do not disagree with people wearing high vis.
Yeah.
It should be down to the, you know, the individual's choice, and
well, this
that's
is
really what we're about. Let the rider decide.
We all know the risks, Tony, and we do know how to do it sensibly. There are those that don't, but they know the risks and they take the chance with that. But on the whole, I think wintered riders and all year rounders, we know what the score is.
Yeah, but there's also the danger as well. I mean, I personally don't wear high visibility. It's my own personal choice, but I believe that I'm invisible when I'm on the road and everybody else on the road is an idiot. And that's the way I've ridden, and I've been riding for over 30 years now, and it's never done me any harm.
That's exactly it.
There is the danger that people put the high visibility on, they automatically think that they're going to be seen, and they ride maybe slightly more relaxed. This is what I mean. The government's, well, the authorities try to bring in these regulations without any real hard fact statistics behind it to say that it's going to make any improvement at all.
Yeah. Yeah, this is it. I mean, the thing is, the main message, Tony, I think to everybody out there, is that come 25th of September, we all need to make a stand. Check out the website and get out there.
Certainly, yeah. Check out the website. Keep in touch with the Facebook site. If anybody wants any information, get onto Mag Central or get onto your regional Mag representative. And, yeah, let's all pull together on this day and you know, actually stand up for what we believe in.
Tony, any closing comments that you want to make or give any shout-outs to out there, then the floor's yours now, chap.
Just basically, believe in biking, believe in Mag. Mag needs as many members as possible, so if you're not a Mag member out there, we could do with your £25, because we don't run on fresh air. We supply, we rely a lot on events, which keeps us going. We need to rely more on our membership funds, so please go on the Mag website, see what we're about if you don't know anything about Mag, and come and join us.
Tony Cox from the Motorcycle Action Group, thanks very much for joining me on the show tonight, and all the best, and hopefully we'll meet up and see you real soon.
All right, thanks, Chris, for that.
Cheers, dude. Take it easy, mate.